Well, hello and welcome. Thank you for tuning in to the Faith Walk Radio Show today. My name is Susan F. Rosario. This show airs every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Thank you for listening in this morning. For those tuning in for the first time, welcome. Glad you're joining the show today. I pray by the end of the show today, you are able to walk away from things and situations in your life that cause you to have doubt in yourself and feel negative about your future, that you learn how to develop and grow your faith. However, if you are one of those individuals that already have strong faith, hallelujah to you, then maybe this show will help encourage you in some way. But either way, I say to you all listening today, now is the time to grow your faith. Now, folks, is the time to rest easy and let your good works work for you. So whether you are dealing with issues that feel like a tsunami sometime, I have learned that the key to building a stronger faith foundation in your life is to live the Word. Do the Word, read the Bible, and live the Bible. Seems pretty simple, right? Another important thing to remember as you build strong faith is to make sure your foundation, your support system, is strong. And that is your faith. So, I hope by the end of the show today, you understand that the key to building a stronger faith foundation in your life is to remain blind to what your natural eyes can see, meaning, as the scripture tells us in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So yes, folks, remain blind to what your natural eye can see as you build a strong faith foundation in God. Again, Hebrews 11:1 makes the point for me here. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And what I mean by that, folks, is things spiritually not seen. So what you can't see in the natural, what you can't see physically, you can see through your faith. And as I said a few years back in a message I taught titled Building Your Faith, then I talked about, and I will tell you today, anything in life has a foundation. No matter what the case may be, there is a starting point, a beginning, a place of retreat. To give you a better visual, your sanctuary. So your foundation has to be sturdy, folks. It has to be strong, secure in its structure. So when I think of a physical building foundation, I think about this. I think of creation, something created for a purpose. So using this example, the Word of God states in the book of Genesis that God created the heavens and the earth, which is our foundation, our starting point. Our beginning, I certainly believe. So, to this point, I say that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God is what I call building a strong faith foundation. Now, for those who listen in every week or visit my website to listen to my weekly messages, you know I am one to hammer away at living the Word. Not just reading the Bible, but living the Bible, being faithful to the Word of God, being obedient to the calling on your life. And how do you do that? Well, by being a doer of the Word, folks, living it, residing in it, being persistent in doing what the Bible tells you to do in order to have strong faith. So Romans 10:17 talks about how to live in your faith. And it says this. So then faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. See, it makes the point for me here. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. So after you hear it, after you read the Bible, live it. Do what it says. You know, do things like love each other, forgive each other, be patient, be kind, tender-hearted. In other words, put the Word of God first in your life. Also, as I move on, another scripture I want to tie in my thoughts here comes from Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, talks about Satan tempts Jesus while Jesus was fasting. So in case you didn't know, I am about to give you a real life example when it comes to building strong faith. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 4 says, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. Now, when the tempter came to him, which is the devil, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, this is Jesus, he answered and said to him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You see, folks, again, let me take you back to Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. Now back to Matthew chapter 4, verse 4 here. But he answered and said, this is Jesus to the devil, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Again, Matthew chapter 4, verses 4, I want to concentrate on here for a moment. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. So in other words, folks, you should not live by materialistic things. You shall not hang on things that are not spiritual. In other words, materialistic things. Make sense? So getting back to the message today on developing a solid, secure, weather any storm, overcome any problem you have today, is to hear the word and then live it. Hear the word, folks, and then live it. So if you have just tuned into the show today, welcome to the Faith Walk Radio Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario. I am talking about ways to developing stronger faith that can weather any storm, meaning anything you consider life-altering in a negative way. Having a foundation of faith keeps things in a controlled environment, so to speak. Keeps your life intact. In short, building your faith is building a secure foundation. Your lifeline. Who you are as a person. So before I move on, let me give you the definition of a few words here. The definition of foundation is an underlying basis or principle for something, a starting point, a base, point of departure, or the beginning. Also, the word to remember today is strong. And the definition of strong is able to withstand great force or pressure. So my question to you today, are you able to withstand and take the pressure as Jesus did? Are you able to overcome today? Again, the title of the message today is Building Strong Faith. And putting together strong and foundation gives you this, your base, able to withstand with great force or pressure. So if your foundation is on faith, guess what? You find it easier and easier to overcome pressing situations in your life. Make sense? And before I move on, here is my understanding of building a strong faith foundation in God in terms of trusting and believing as you pursue a personal relationship with Him is to change your ways into ways that are pleasing to Him. Yes, as you pursue a personal relationship with Him, you are allowing Him to change your ways into ways that are pleasing to Him. That is building a faith foundation on God, on the Word of God. So my point is this. We often want God to work our plans, folks, make our hopes and dreams come true. But I can tell you the best way to ensure this happens is by working God's plan for your life first and by building your faith in Him, because by doing this, it will open your mind and your eyes to many opportunities. So I have to move on. I only have a little time left here on the show today. Let me turn your attention back to the title of the message, Building Strong Faith. Scripture of the day comes from James chapter 2, verse 26. Before I move on, let me give you another definition, and that is building, which is assembling something into a structure, and faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. So faith is trust, belief, confidence, conviction, being hopeful. Another interpretation of faith is strong belief in God or in the doctrine of religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. And that would be religion, church, sect, denomination. So, you see, folks, I believe that faith is having a knowing, not a feeling. Again, Romans 10:17 tells us how to have a knowing, and that is so then faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. You have to know the word in order to do it, in order to live it. So, what do? Continue building a strong, consistent relationship with God. And as in any relationship, folks, you have to put the time in. You can't have a strong relationship of any kind with anyone if you don't put in the time. If you don't put in the time, spend the time learning about someone you are in a relationship with. How do you know their thoughts? How do you know the things that are important to them? Same thing with God. How do you know what God thinks about and require of you if you don't spend time in His Word? So if you are unclear as to how to build strong faith today, I hope these scriptures will help you have a knowing versus having a feeling, especially when you are going through something negative. You want to be certain. You want to be sure, right? So as I move on, again, the title of the message today is Building Strong Faith. Scripture I want to talk about now is James chapter 2, verses 26, And it states, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." So if your faith is dead, if your foundation is dead, then where do you go from there? You continue to be negative. You continue to be unsure. You continue to be insecure. You continue to have these panic and anxiety attacks, which causes depression. And folks, I talk about this all the time, is because in this day and time, people are going through a lot of stuff. And you may be walking around depressed about a whole lot of things and not sure how to get out of it. So to sum up all my thoughts this morning, put your faith to work. Again, for the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. The scripture tells us that our body without the spirit is dead, folks. Just like it, without building a strong, sturdy faith foundation, working on living the word of God versus crying and praying all day about what if, what could have been, where did I go wrong, where do I go from here, I can't do this anymore. Do something about it. Stand up and build your life. Starting with a faith foundation, a strong faith foundation, which keeps you strong in many areas of your life. So according to the scripture, you have to do something. Yes, you have to do something about your problems. And I believe if your foundation, your beginning, your starting point is built on faith, then no matter what happens in your life, you have a knowing that it will all turn out according to God's plan for your life. So the message point to this is, in order to receive those long-awaited hopes and dreams, begin to work, labor for it, put in the effort towards making it happen by building your faith through your works. Building strong faith. You get where I'm going today? I have to break here. When I come back, I will conclude today's message, give my final thought, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hi there, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I know you are listening in to the show today. Just wanted to take a few minutes to tell you all about the Faith Walk Show. We are here on Sundays, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. I want to tell you our core message is focusing on teaching on the transformational power of the Holy Ghost, sharing stories of faith, hope, love, joy, peace, forgiveness. Also helping you overcome depression, fear, and anxiety. Yes, using your faith in God as your foundation. I look forward to sharing with you every week. That's right, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. right here. I will be here waiting for you. I also look forward to hearing from you. Email me. I want to hear all about your Faith Walk inspirational story. So please write and tell me what the Lord is doing in your life, and I would love to share your story right here at the end of every month, the last Sunday of every month, with the world to tell them how the Lord is working in your life. So, to submit your Faith Walk inspirational story, email me directly, Susan at faithwalkradio.com. That's Susan at faithwalkradio.com, and tell me all about it. Now, continue on listening to the show as I conclude today's message.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
I am back on the other side of the break talking about building your life foundation on faith today. And folks, you have to avoid becoming restless and tired of waiting on the Lord to make it happen for you. Instead, you have to work the word. Live in the promises of God. How? By being a doer of the scriptures and not a hearer only. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God puts you in the faith walk of your life. So if you have just tuned into the show today, the title of the message is Building Your Faith. Some have little faith. Some people are insecure in their faith. Some have inconsistent faith, but the faith I am talking about and have been sharing for the last half hour is about building strong faith. Remember, at the end of the day, folks, all we have is our faith. We just have to build on it. As Romans 12:3 tells us, you already have it. And it states this, "For I say through the grace given to me, to everyone who was among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." So you see, you already have it. You just have to develop strong faith by, again, living in the Scriptures. All I've been talking about today. So before I end the show today, folks, let me read another Scripture I know is going to make my points for me here. And that is James chapter 2, verse 18. And it says this, "But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." So you see, again I say, how you feel versus what you know to be true through your faith are only feelings that can't be trusted. So when saying that, this will bring me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought of the day is this. I believe that life and death is in the power of who you are as a person. If you live right, your life takes on a brand new meaning, and that means that God is living inside your thoughts and actions. However, if you put your hopes and dreams in the hands of your negative thoughts and actions, then who is leading who? And what is truly living on your foundation? Would it be prosperity in many areas of your life? Or would it be a foundation built on a misguided, undeveloped life? Folks, I have had a wonderful time sharing the Word of God with you today. I hope you get something out of these Scriptures. Feel free to write and tell me all about your faith inspirational story. I would love to hear it and share it with the world right here on this show at the end of every month. Also, feel free to send me a prayer request. I am always here, available to pray for you. Now, as always, remember God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
Brick by